Honey, be the humanist. Listen closely, yeah. Pretty on the outside, dark from within. Yeah. Consumed by her pride, she hides it with a grin. Yet the tears, they will fall for heart, she fought to win. Label fucking crazy, show she writes with a pen. Get so it? Tired of the gas lights, tired of the fake fights, tired of the fact you beat me down.
Say a fucking word. What's the shit you say? Comes out so absurd. Trying to tame my anger. for emotions. And call it a crying shame slip. He wants you to stop this shit. Now he's toxic and abusive. You say he is too intrusive. Falling weak, a fucking deuce. Then you wanna marry for his love. It's green off agreement. Not because you fucking love him, you just want freedom and drumming to the women that will never be a part of this shit. Yeah, they will drag you down so hard and wanna make you fucking quit. But listen, I'ma swing on ya. Do these bitches that wanna keep riding that train? I'ma swing on ya. To the wannabe niggas that have nothing to gain, I'ma swing on ya.
Idris Harris, aka My Name Is The Humanist. If you want to look up my music, check out Reverb Nation. I'm still on there. A lot of things I need to fix up and whatnot. Just this whole year is going to be transformative. That's the word I can put. It's going to be transformative. But I will tell you, this is by far the worst start of the new year. Things are just getting more and more crazier by the millisecond, and it's just plain damn dumb. Over the years, I have heard and read the craziest reports, and this is one of them. So I read a report about, you know, modern women and, you know, what's going on with OnlyFans and Insta chicks and all of that. And I have to, as a woman, take a step back and be like, okay, something's very wrong. So apparently women have gone insane. Highly insane. The lack of accountability is frightening. The standards that have been demanded is insane. And the fact that some of us in general have not been truly caring to our mind and bodies isn't making it any better. Now, when I see this shit on the podcast, run by men built on hardcore traditions, the answers they give are not only disrespectful, but just plain senseless. And I'm speaking of some of the women that are on the panel. It's horrifying. And in turn, some women have stepped up to speak their piece on the whole thing. I'm one of them. Now, little history lesson, even though I have been disrespected, talked at, abused, and yeah, I'll even say raped by men in general, I can see that there is a serious imbalance that is increasing the tension between men and women altogether. The issues are not too unfamiliar, you know, fairness, accountability, body count, etc. But what I have seen is that we have lost who we are and what we are supposed to stand for. And according to the song Swing, we are nurturers. We're supposed to be the guiding voices of empathy and care. We are beautiful, naturally. The energy we take in will have positive or negative effects on us because we are like sponges. Some of us absorb too much, some of us don't absorb anything and just exist. But empathy is important. Self-love is not about flaunting your body or trying to fuck as many guys as you want. That's not self-love. That's not, to me, that is not feminism. That's just having an excuse to fuck whoever you want. This is why I always say that women can be monsters too. Because compared to men in general, women in general compete with one another. Either subtly or direct, we compete with one another. And it's stupid. Really fucking stupid. I've watched so many vids where they were just wrong for hurting the man they are with. And the worst part is that they laugh about it. I've watched a lot of this. And yeah, it's wrong. Like sometimes I, you know, have to set down my phone and think, okay, what has happened to us as women in general? Yeah, I know that, you know, when we're young, we, you know, we get a little bit cocky and whatnot, but this has become, in a way, demonic. This, like, it's perfectly okay that you're showing off, which should be for a person that you happen to end up dating or wanting to be with. They're the only ones, technically, who are supposed to be seeing your body and, you know, in the buff. But if you're putting yourself out there, there's no mystery, and there's millions of men that have already seen you like that. So what man is really gonna desire you? It took me a while, I'm going to admit, because like I said, I have a history of being abused by men, but I am not an idiot and I'm not delusional. I know that there is a serious problem when it comes to men and women altogether, and I also know that men die faster than women. Men end up, you know, hiding most of their mental illness, and that's the reason why we have an extensive level of suicides among men. Men die more than women, and we don't see behind the scenes why we have what we have as women, why we could walk around into these buildings and offices and walk into our homes and have these stoves and all of that. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, ladies, but the reason why we can enjoy such comforts is because of men. Deal with it. Pain has no fucking gender. Doesn't. It's not something to laugh about, joke about, or ignore. We filter it differently, and some may feel it worse than others. The one thing is to be is open and compassionate. And like I said, men commit more suicides than women. Men are more prone to overdosing than women. And men suffer in silence because they are considered weak if they show feelings. So, does that make us weak as well? Because we use our feelings with everything. Sorry. Even I had to realize that it doesn't always work because, one, you're stuck in the same argument, and two, you both become horrendously exhausted and don't really want to do shit. That's not how to nurture anything. So personally, in my opinion, if men can't show feelings, then what the hell gives us the right to show our feelings whenever we fucking want to? Give them the same right and don't complain about it. Question is, why is that? Some say it's our hormones. Some say that women have higher emotional intelligence because we can express them more freely than our male counterparts. But it turns out we're more emotionally unbalanced as a result of differing hormonal exchanges. That's not always a good thing. And it's weird because once, you know, you get older and older in age as a woman, those hormones start to slowly, with the right kind of care, balance themselves out, and you look at yourself and you ask, what the fuck was I thinking? Upbringing is a very big factor. The talks about single parenting and differences between single mothers and single fathers is striking. For example, children raised by single mothers have a higher chance of dropping out of school, having a hard time with relationships, and is more than likely to become teen parents from a result of a live-in boyfriend of the single mother. Single fathers are a lot more protective. I found that out, and it's very sad. I know that may piss off a lot of ladies, but think about it. How many times have we heard of young girls being sold and raped, and the single mother in general didn't really give a shit? Now, I know that's highly offending to women, but let's try and keep an open mind about this. And try not to let your feelings get in the way either. This has been proven by logical data. It's not to bash women. It's not to make women look bad. Please get that shit out of your head, because I've pretty much heard enough as a woman every single time something is negatively, quote unquote, negatively expressed about a woman. Oh, you're trying to make her look bad. Then that should be the same thing with men. You say something bad about men, you're trying to make them look bad. That should be fair, right? In order for society to start to truly heal and grow and get over the bullshit, we all have to look at our own actions and inactions, our communications, and how we treat others. This is how life is. But many young, self-entitled, spoiled, delusional, stupid women have forgotten that. The world is not your oyster. It never was. Okay? We are not this privileged species that can hurt others and get away with it. Let's get that straight right the fuck now. Because I've seen a lot of narcissism in these modern women. Y'all need to wake the fuck up now. Because I'm not going to enforce any type of feminism at this point, because it's completely lost its meaning. We have taken it to wearing it as a badge of I can do what I want, a badge of entitlement. And this is the reason why we are losing all of our good men. The woman on TikTok is saying, we're all the good men. They're hiding because we've become completely fucking crazy, irrational, and we cannot have a proper open dialogue anymore. You have to do better than that. Maybe if we start remembering that, men in general, yeah, you may have stoic men, you may have emotional men, but men, period, need the same type of nurturing and love and care. And yeah, I'm gonna say even a little bit of fucking privilege to balance things out. They damn near kill themselves for us to be able to enjoy what we have. If you look at the process on furniture making and all of that, you'll see that a lot of men injured themselves for you to have that fucking $1,200 couch in your living room at this point. It's stupid. We can't ask for all the benefits and give none. It doesn't work like that. It never worked like that. So whatever modern feminists wanted to change the face of what girl power is and whatnot, please lock yourself in your home, because you've ruined it not only for the future generation of women, but the women that are living right now in general. Whoever said that you can get anything you want and you don't have to answer for it. Whoever said that, please go to therapy. You're delusional. There wouldn't be an epidemic of toxic couples and fuckery that's solely eroding us as human beings, to be honest. If we were to answer objectively and properly and not with this upper freaking inflection that I've become so tired of hearing at this point. Don't get me wrong, I love to hear the podcasts and the panels, but the fact that I keep hearing it in a damn near every single time, hearing upward inflection and confusion and throwing a tantrum and no, that's not right. That now I'm starting to see from my husband's eyes why women are so damn difficult to deal with. Take some accountability. Stand up. Man up. And over time, you'll start to see. Right now, to all the young women out there, right now, you're not seeing the fuckery. Because you're producing it. See, again, when you find a intellectual, kind, logical man, he's not going to pull any punches. And it's not in a way to, again, make us look bad as women. It's a way for us to be better women. That self-entitlement has got to go out the fucking window. That's the first thing. That's got to go. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for you. It doesn't work for him. It doesn't work for anybody. It's got to go. Men are needed. They deserve to be loved and appreciated. They are the ones that forged a modern world we are comfortable in, so we need to start showing more than our asses and tits as appreciation. We are not playthings or dolls to dress up. We have to treat ourselves better than that. How you carry yourself as a woman will dictate how you are viewed by men. Never forget that. That's to the women out there. But I'm not a one-sided person. Okay? Now, we covered the first part that is, well, for the 304s and the women that think they can do what they want. Oh, no. I'm not leaving you guys out either. If you thought that, then you're just as delusional as the women that I was talking about. This is for the little fuckboys that want to fuck around without thinking. That want to play with a girl's emotions. A little PSA, if you will. Not everybody wants to fuck on a first date. Let's remember that. Not everyone is going to accept how you treat them. And if you don't see that, then please don't even try and get into a relationship because you won't appreciate shit about it and you will not be able to forge it properly. I'm talking about the little boys trying to act big. Let's get this straight. All you good guys, take a back seat. I'm talking about the little boys, the little cocky, arrogant, ain't got no sense, think that they're hot shit. Little boys. You have to understand that when you get with a woman, you have to ask yourself if you're ready for that type of interaction. Because we are some tumultuous creatures. Even if you're looking for a girlfriend or not pulling up on just boyfriend, you have to treat them with respect and integrity. If they are on that level, there shouldn't be no excuses about being respectable when it comes to being in public. Now, there are going to be some women that are not going to care that you're, you know, flaunting your shit, flexing, if you will. But there are good women out there good women that have self-worth, self-respect, and self-love that is not going to accept that. Just like a man is not going to accept a woman, the woman that he's with in general, and wants to, you know, wife her up. No, he's not going to accept her being on OnlyFans. Just like a woman is not going to accept you trying to be the Don Juan of your little social group when you have said that you were with this woman and you shouldn't be flirting with other women if that's the case. You need to treat her with better respect. Plain and simple as that. Now, if she's basically a 304, then I really don't care what the fuck you do. You guys have to find some common ground. Good women are not going to accept you flaunting yourself if you say that you are with them, that you are in a relationship, that you are a couple. Then that means if you're going to flaunt the fact that you're in a relationship. Don't flaunt yourself. Then that means you're not in a relationship. Okay? Trust is a strong foundation, and if you don't have that, then, well, you don't love them. Learn from this before you go hunting for a girlfriend or boyfriend. And that goes both ways. Don't be with a woman that will continue to disrespect you if you're doing right by her. And don't be with a man that will continue to disrespect you if you're doing right by him. And the saddest thing is, because of the long history of this, is that people in general accept maltreatment because we're afraid of being without them. That's the narcissism that traps us over and over again. It's men and women. If it's not healthy, leave. Plain and simple as that. You'll get over it. Trust me. A lot of others have. A lot of people have had their hearts broke. And most of them found their way back to being them, and in turn appreciated themselves a lot more, saw themselves as someone that they can love. And that's what I'm trying to implore everyone to do, is you have to be able to define yourself before you seek another person. Because the energy, the activity, and the behavior that you put out will draw someone that has the same type of energy. And sometimes that's not a good thing, because they could be way worse than you. So if you learn to accept who you are in a good way, look at your weaknesses, your strengths, and what you could improve, the better you do that, you will find that there is someone who will share your energy, and that creates synergy, which is the basis of a loving relationship. We question ourselves more and more, losing our grip on our sanity. That's not the way it's supposed to be. That's why so many hearts get broke. Words get thrown around, and hurt people wind up hurting people. Love is an energy. We have to restore the energies that make love everlasting. Because you never know when it might be your last moment. Until next time, everyone, this is Beatrice Harris for Cosmic Collision Countdown. This was episode 8. I know I have so much more for you. This is going to take a little time for me to get everything together, but if you stick around and share this episode with your friends, your coworkers, anyone that you know, because I myself feel, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I feel that we are in a severe crisis when it comes to men and women, and we have to give it a better examination. And the first step is recognizing there are things that women are capable of, and there are things that men are capable of. They should never really blend. Watch the clock. Until next time.